Blog Talk Radio.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Baby, I see. Oh God. I tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's Friday from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spa day. Yup. When she try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with. Girl, you know my crew, man, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm a feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click, ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. You know these bad.
Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Romanos, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his, least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Back on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas in pants, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Cece lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. Seaboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I had you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click.
Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the.
Yeah, y'all. what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Another motherfucking weekend of unsigned hype. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's 2:34 p.m. I know y'all saying, Fat Man, why are you starting so late and this, that, and the other? Well, you know, Fat Man had to go to the gym and get his workout on, and you know, I've been doing my promos on Facebook and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to everybody that's been supporting your boy. You know what I mean? I really, 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 really do appreciate it. You guys, you ladies have just been behind me so much and have showed me so much love. So it's time for Fat Man to start giving some of that love back, which I always try to. It is BBW on mine for life. I'm about that life. I don't know. Are you? So it's all good, though, y'all. But today we go kind of just lay back and just kind of kick it. You know, we're going to talk. We're going to chit-chat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up. If y'all want to talk to me, talk about anything. If y'all want to promote something, if you got events coming up, big shout out to Niecy Honey Dip Triple X out there. She's doing it real big. We just got finished with the new promo single, so go to my wall and check it out. It's called DIP, 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 DIP is up in the club. All your haters better show Honey Dip some love. Y'all already know how I get down. This is your boy, the Fat Man. Welcome to Unsigned Hype, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger, bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong that pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Jumping up to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. My skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I pour that five. Got your car note in my cup, cool. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese, like I'm taking pictures.
I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they got. What up? 2 chains and champagne. You want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** the game. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
For
money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that's confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lucky. 2 chains on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that bike.
I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah.
No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Yeah, y'all. We got the boy Batman up in here. That was so scary.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? With no lie.
Tro.
What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Batman up in here. Another beautiful Saturday out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big out here. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to Niecy Honey Dip. She says she's on. You know what I'm saying? I hear you, Niecy. We got the new promo single that's out, you know, called DIP. Y'all can go to the wall, go to my Facebook wall and check it out. Or you can go to Niecy Honey Dip XXX on Facebook. Tell her the Fat Man, tell her that Fat Man sent you. You know what I'm saying? And go check out the single. You know what I'm saying? She's got a lot of movies and stuff coming up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be doing some recording for so we can get the soundtrack. We're going to get a soundtrack jumping off of my girl, Miss Niecy Honey Dip. Big shout out to my girl, Elmo Williams. You know, she be out there doing a lot of promotion for the BBW industry out there in Long Beach. So big shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl, Shorty B. You know, we always got Albany, New York in the building holding us down. So big shout out to my girl Shorty B. You know, we got of course Deborah Lynn Davis Payton in the building. I think she's in the building. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? She's holding us down out there in Cali, you know what I mean? And we got my girl Abby, I Love Me More. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her, my man Khalil Brown. He doing the damn thing. Big shout out to my girl Deetra Alexander King. She's really doing it big. You know what I'm saying? She all on the dating scene and doing her thing and stuff like that. Big shout out to my girl out here, Vivian West. You know what I'm saying? She's she has her entertainment company. You know what I'm saying? She got a lot of events coming up and stuff like that. So we're going to be networking with her. Big shout out to Vivian. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Miss West? You know, Fat Man got love for you. I don't know if my man Trey G is listening. You know what I'm saying? Southern 600 all the way out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I mean? But who else? Who else am I missing? Moisa Miller, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. So I'm giving some shout outs, you know what I'm saying? We trying to do it real big. If you're hearing me loud and clear, y'all hit me up on Facebook. Let me know if you're hearing me. Let me know. I'm about to put up the roll call. You know what I'm saying? So you let me know if you're hearing me out there, if you're feeling the Fat Man, if you're feeling this, if you're feeling that. I don't know what you might be feeling, but damn it, you better be feeling good. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I got a caller, 424. Hold on, let me see who's this. I got a caller, 424-2783. Who is this? You got the Fat Man on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
yo.
What's going on? You got Fat Man on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro. You got Fat Man on
the
line.
Yeah, how you
Who's
doing,
this?
Man? This is Kenny Black from the West Coast Black Technology. What's going down?
Oh, shit. We got my boy Kenny Black in the building. He just hit me up on Facebook telling me, man, we got a hot show coming on and going on out here in Las Vegas and this, that, and the other. I was like, yo, man, shit, I'm on the fucking radio. He had to hit me with that shit later, but it's all good. You called in, man. I'm going to give you the floor. Let everybody that's listening right now, introduce yourself again. Let everybody that's listening right now, let them know what
My name
you're
is...
doing. Because we get a lot of unsigned artists that listen, you know what I'm saying, and they need to step their game up and stuff like that. I went to your page, kind of checked out what you was doing, kind of looked it over. But I'm going to let you tell everybody. Go ahead, bro.
Man, I am the number one marketer on the West Coast. I'm on the stock market, and I will put my talent against anybody in the world. I'm an internet marketer. I am the one who creates all the software for Universal, Gaffin, and all the record companies. I'm here. We're doing something called the Urban Hangover, and that's when we're getting a bunch of professional urban professionals come to Vegas and network on a three-day weekend. We got Drew Hill. We got a bunch of the NBA players and the basketball players supporting this whole thing. So we're just looking for a common medium where everybody can get together and party together. Okay. All the artists, actors, celebrities.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but now you got Fat Man and WPHAT Radio where we could do a live remote and really set this motherfucker off. Go ahead, bro.
What you want to do?
You know that's on the conference call later. Go ahead, bro. Run your jewels. Let these people know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I look for artists, and what I do, I put artists in front of people who make sense, people of money. I don't do no clubs no more. We're used to doing clubs and performing in front of people that don't make no sense for every artist. It's time to get money. It's time for our black people to get money and scratch each other back and get with it, man, because we run the entertainment, period.
Right.
Period. Anything that goes is playing on the airwaves right now has to do with urban music. So people need to stop, and urban people need to get together and start banging it together. The R&B artists need to get with the hip-hop artists and just combine with our music because we're the best. Period.
I don't know
what people are talking about. We don't do country and western. They are best at that. But this urban hip-hop and R&B stuff, we're the best. Black technology is letting the world know. We'll battle anybody who think their talent is good. We'll put them in front of people who make money, millionaires. That's what we do. They get their record signed. A record company is BS because they're using abusers for years. I can go real
now,
deep.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. We're going to do this interview, and you're going to roll with me, man, because there's going to be a couple of things that I'm going to stop you, and we're going to expound on. You're going to be my co-host for the day, so you might as well sit back
sir.
And kick your shoes off and wiggle your toes and this, that, and the other, because we're about to get it in today.
I'm with it, and I'm feeling good right now.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is now, what I want you to explain, and pretty soon we're going to have to go to a commercial break and then we'll come back. What I want you to explain, because you just made a statement, you said record labels are BS. So are you saying that it is better and it is more beneficial for the artist to stay independent?
Yes, sir. The reason why is the internet. They made it easier for us to get our information out to the public. Prime example, when all these artists, well, let's take Snoop. Snoop, one of the biggest artists on the West Coast. Snoop's been in the game for almost 20 years. Snoop got about 450 million email addresses, but he did not have them because the record
company. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. 450 million?
Yes, sir. But guess who owns those email addresses? The record company. That's why artists are not able to sell a record, because if you own that many email addresses, that's all you have to do is sell a record for $2. Come on, man. Stop playing with the game.
Right.
Stop playing with the game.
Preach on it, brother. Will you please tell these brothers how to step their game up? They don't understand how far a dollar or $2 will stretch in this game.
Yes, sir. Now, you guys, the record company was giving artists pennies on the dollar. You understand? Yeah, they was getting, like, I'll give you guys a prime example about how the world and the internet was strong. Soulja Boy sold maybe 500 million ringtones at $4.99. I guess you guys said Soulja Boy rich as hell. Hell no, Soulja Boy only got 2 cents, man. Where them dollars go?
Hold on. You say Soulja Boy sold over 200 million ringtones.
Yes, sir.
And he only
you remember
got
that year when he sold all of them off every ringtone.
I remember at that time, because at that time that's when what the hell was their name? Juicy J and all them was waiting on. They was complaining about their ringtone.
Yes, sir.
And the checks wasn't right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because they was on. They thought they was getting the main. The record companies, man, I ain't gonna put them on blast. But it's time that these artists need to know. Invest in yourself and get into the involved in that internet. If you got a technician, get with him, work with him. Because we just let me tell you what I did. I created
what did
a system where every artist, actor, celebrity of a fan base can talk to their fans for a dollar amount, face to face, Skype to Skype, mobile to mobile. The company's called Intrabuzz. I'm on the stock market, and I'm leaving the stock market because I am showing our people how this shit's supposed to really go down. They don't want me to tell it. They trying to blackball me, man. Go to check out Intrabuzz and see who you see. I'm telling you, stock market, 51 cents. We need to teach our urban people about this internet because the record company has been hiding this stuff for years. Now that we got hold of it, now it's time to get the money. That's correct. Just imagine if Soulja Boy would have got a dollar. Why would he ever make a record again? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you.
Why Snoop? You know, and I'm gonna put it out there. So I'm gonna put the game out there so everybody can need it. Snoop. And this going out to Snoop. Snoop, you got that many email address. Sell a concert ticket and an album for $20 and see what you get. Now your CD makes sense. It makes sense because it's a value. It's something inside that CD that is a value. It's a ticket to your next concert in my town. Everybody will run and buy that CD. Hello? The money went to Snoop. Straight to Snoop. What the record company got to do?
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
It's deep, brother.
All right. Okay. Okay. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Okay. Do you remember? I'm gonna see, because now that you struck a nerve. Do you remember back in the day? You remember? Yeah. You laughing and shit. Yeah, nigga. You just struck a nerve and shit. We gonna talk for a while. And we're live on the radio worldwide, so everybody is hearing this. You know what I'm saying? So we
what's
gonna
up?
Give y'all
that's
some
what's
nutrition.
Up.
We're going to give y'all some nutrition. Everybody that's listening in, all my unsigned artists that's listening in, this is like fluoride. This is nutritious. This is nutritious for you. But
that's right.
Back in the day, do you remember when this is when the internet game first started? And I'm going to say, knowing you, I know you know what I'm talking about. Do you remember when Prince released that Diamond and that Pearl CD? That's when he left Warner Brothers. You remember when Prince left Warner Brothers? Because he said it himself, everything is going to the internet. Why do I need y'all?
Exactly.
Okay?
I do.
Now, he went, now, after that, he went online, he did a CD, and went online. It was called the Pearl CD. He sold that CD. He said, I'm going to prove to y'all how much the internet is going to take over the music industry. He went on, he sold that CD for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think he sold way over a million CDs.
Yes, sir.
Online, using PayPal, his iTunes, and all of that. I remember that because it was a big to-do, because Warner Brothers was like, why is Prince wanting to leave? It was all on the news and everything. Why is he wanting to leave? And when he did his interview, he said, everything is going online. Everything is going to the internet. Why do I need a record company when I can sell it myself?
Yeah, and the record company was good because that's all they did was give out distributions and sign you with a credit. You know how they went down. Sign everybody with credit.
Right.
You know, when your records don't sell, they getting their credit back. So it don't matter. You know, some of these artists you think is rich. You know, artists ain't really rich, man. They barely hold it on because the game has changed. 20 years ago, they should have been getting involved in the internet and the intellect property. That's what it's called, internet property. That's your property. That's like owning a home. You ain't going to let nobody come in your home and do whatever they want to do. The internet is yours. That's your name. That's you. What, you know, the record company ain't got no, there's no airwave. And this is why Obama was trying to tax the upper richer, because the internet made 80 millionaires in 2 months' time. 80 millionaires.
Wow.
Including the Facebook guys. Come on, man. And most of them are the under age of 29. You know they're going to blow their money because we all went through that. They ain't going to pay no taxes. They're going to blow that money. So Obama trying to get that money up front and right now. But the world don't see that. He wasn't trying to attack all the richer upper people. No, he's trying to attack the people that's going to goof off their money, which we know is a pattern to every artist there is. Period. It is.
Right.
It's just what it is. You know? So this story can go real deep,
with my man.
You know?
I'm sitting here talking to my man. I'm starting calling him the internet guru.
Yes, sir.
Coast, y'all. We going to be right back. And this and the other. I'm going to put you on hold, bro. I don't know. This is my damn, what you call it? is playing tricks on me and everything like that. We're going to be right back. I'm going to see if I can pay some bills. I don't know what's going on. Everything on my on my damn computer then froze up and everything. So we going to keep this pushing, man. We going to keep this pushing, man, and everything. You know what I'm saying? But so listen, what would you tell an artist right now? What is the main thing that he needs to start doing first?
Start controlling your future. Start investing in yourself. Start investing in things that you do. You know, you don't need a manager to do some of the things you you want to do. A manager, you know, it's just like this. If I'm trying to talk to this artist, you got your manager, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, the internet made it available where you can go to directly to the source. Magic Johnson told me one time when I was pitching to him about my product is that, you know what, I have so many managers, I would have never got this message unless I didn't know you, Kenny. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not about it's who you know. It's really who you know to get your stuff out there. And, you know, and there's a lot of networking you do, and the internet made it very easy for the artists to do it. Just build up your fan base on the internet, because if you have over a million fan bases, the record company will be knocking on your door. You ain't got to go no longer and search for them. You
right.
Make your deals. Make your deals and make your contracts right. Look at and read, understand your deals and what you're trying to do with yourself. You know what I mean? Because everybody
right.
goes down that road where, you know, they see a $1 million contract. That don't mean you got $1 million. Understand that.
Right.
That doesn't mean
exactly.
You might have $1,000 out of that $1 million. And, you know, if your record sales don't sell, you're in bad debt credit.
Okay.
So now your credit's bad and you can't even get a car.
Okay, right. So now we are into recoupment. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So when they speak on recoupment, okay, that's just like you saying, okay, Fat Man, we got this $1 million deal for you, and this and the other, but out of this, but artists don't understand. Out of that, you need to shoot 3 videos. You need to do all your studio time. You have to travel. You have to make sure that you make it to these shows overseas and this, that, and the other. People, the artists don't understand that's not $1 million to put in your pocket.
Yes, it's not. It's credit. That credit,
right.
Like a credit card, you got to pay that back. It's credit. They give you $1 million in credit. If your credit ain't good, if your records don't sell, that $1 million credit just goes on your credit bureau on all of them, and you got bad credit with the record company now. Come on, it's a big game, man. So they're going to get their money one way or another. If you get a job, they're going to start taxing your wages. Come on, man. The game is real deep. So just control your internet property and learn your craft. That's what the best advice I can tell an artist is, learn your craft and learn everything about your craft. You know, just because you can sing a rap, don't think that it's more than that. It's understanding all the instruments in that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And people,
now,
you know,
hold that thought, Black. We're gonna go pay some bills and we're gonna come right back, y'all. We are sitting here with my man Kenny Black, the West Coast internet guru that's been putting it down for so long. He's here giving up knowledge, y'all. He's here giving up knowledge for all us unsigned artists. He's letting us know, look here, stay independent. Get out there. Get on your grind. Work your internet hustle. Last week, I posted during the show, there are 4 elements that an unsigned artist needs, and that's a website, Facebook, Twitter, and I forgot the 4th one, but I'll find out. But we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with
my man Kenny Black. We're going to pay these bills and everything. You know what I'm saying? And you got your boy Fat Man up in here on WPHAT Jam Radio, y'all, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, all I could think about was you. Cause when I went to sleep last night, all I could think about was you. Adam and Eve don't eat that fruit.
best believe I'ma eat that food, cause I'm the nigga that told them niggas, that told them niggas about you chump the deuce while I'm riding through.
Yeah.
Teddy boy, I might sign a fool.
Yeah.
Your nigga hating, tell your nigga that's hating that if he getting some paper, I might sign him too.
Oh.
Best believe I'm just sliding through. Put your panties to the side, let me slide through. I can see you niggas from the side view. I'm in and out the pussy. Drive through.
Oh.
White coupe with the white rims. I like to crack the top and let the light in. You know she dark skin, her brand light skin. Put us together and it's ice cream.
Oh.
Sandwiches, she can't manage it. I know her man is sick, she can't handle it. She needs some time alone. I told her to call my phone, and when she called my phone, I didn't answer it.
Oh.
I get to laugh at white people all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we can see your head like this.
We can see in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this.
It's going down.
We hit you in the head like this.
Let's go. You wanna get it popping like this? Macaroni necklace, band on the wrist. Me and Fat Man on your club guest list.
What?
Drink in my hand, blunt in my fist. Do what I want to, voodoo, trip. Live legendary
what?
And so reckless.
What?
The true test is to live like this. Do the damn thing and I still raise the key.
Nigga, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Now I break it down for you in increments. I'm a psycho, alpha, disco. With models who be blowing like Lewinsky did. I'm down to get throw, blow my load, and dance with some hoes up that stripper pole. Come on, let's go to the next episode. It's some cushion
in the house. I got my 38 glasses, hat cocked to the side. In the rough, jump alone on a Friday night. Fat Man and His Majesty and VIP. Another bottle from the bar, this round for me. I got my 38 glasses, hat cocked to the side. In the rough, jump alone on a Friday night. Another bottle on the bar, this round for me. I'm in the club with the B.O.B. sipping on the finest. Fucking with the G, chopping up with your highness. His Majesty is magically with his charm. This is how we do, fucking with the beast bar. Fat Man keeps it hot, cause I'm blazing the spot. Fat grimy motherfucker, cause I'm packing a lot. From the 313 to the 702. Up in the rum jungle, bitch, you're feeling my blues. We keep the bottle popping in the 702. Fat Man keeps it raw with his highness too. Whoa. And if you don't know, now you know, baby.
This is legendary, ladies and gentlemen. We hit them in the head like this.
I got my 38 glasses, hat cocked to the side.
On a Friday night.
And VIP, bottle for the bar, this round for me. I got my 38 glasses, hat cocked to the side.
You know how we roll. Friday night. 702.
Another bottle on the bar, this round for me.
It's that Midwest, West Coast gangster shit.
We hit you in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this.
We hit you in the head like this. With this Midwest Mountain West gangster shit.
We hit you in the head like this.
Yeah. Eat your Wheaties. Get your game up. Maybe.
What's going on, y'all? Just boy Fat Man up in here. That's your boy, yours truly. That's my man. That's your boy, Fat Man, featuring His Majesty. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Kenny Black, that's on the line. You know what I'm saying? He's doing the damn thing. He is the, I call him, damn, I done fucked around. And Black, hit me back up. And this, that, and the other. I done fucked around and lost you off my page. Send me a quick message, a quick instant message. Kenny Black is the internet guru out here on the West Coast. So all you artists that's listening right now, y'all need to get with him. to get your internet game up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get with him and get your internet game up. You know what I'm saying? You can hit him up at www.blacktechnology.com. Let me say that again. That's www.blackbequeteknology.com. Y'all hit him up. Tell him, man, Fat Man told me to come holler at you and this, that, and the other, man, and get your game right. Artists, I keep telling you, please get your shit together, because in this game, yo, you got to either ride or die, you know what I'm saying? In this game, you got to hold your own. In this game, you got to do the damn thing. You can't take no for an answer. But definitely, in this game, you got to be a motherfucking rider. Here, I'm from your boy Fat Man on WPHAT Jam Radio, y'all. Let's go.
Love to hate.
Yeah, y'all, that was your boy Fat Man, and I'm a rider, you know what I'm saying? That's what I tell y'all all the time. I am a rider. I get out, I get my grind on. I have to get my grind on because no one is going to open up a door. No one is going to clear a path for me when I'm still an unsigned artist. I do music for BBW women. I'm in a total class by myself, so I had to create other avenues. I had to be better than the next man. I had to come up with a better idea than the next man. A lot of record labels didn't want to fuck with me because they didn't know how to market me, but I have a fan base of over 250,000 plus-size women. So I told them with my fan base, I should be able to go platinum just from my peers alone, which are my BBW women and my BHM men. Big shout-out to everybody that's out there listening right now, you know what I'm saying? We got my man Kenny Black on the line, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is saying Kenny is the truth. He even says that. Kenny is the truth, you know what I'm saying? He is the internet guru. He's letting everybody know that, you know, you have to get your internet game up, artists. I mean, come on, y'all. When you can log on to something and set up your own profile and set up your own PayPal and collect money and downloads and this, that, and the other, why do you need a record label? It goes the same for anybody that's in any business, in the entertainment business, if you got a cake business, if you got a restaurant, why do you need the middleman? The internet is there. You know, big shout out to everybody that's on the roll call. We got the roll call going on and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And give everybody a big shout-out on the roll call. Of course, we got Miss Vivian R. West checking in, you know, on the roll call. She says she with me. Of course, my girl Sonya Shorty by nature, you know, Shorty B, you know what I'm saying? She's checking in. And my girl Serafina, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my girl Serafina, owner of Urban Island Swag, all right? You know, she's listening to us all the way in Sydney, Australia. I mean, come on, y'all. That got to let y'all know that Fat Man is just a worldwide motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? When you got people in Sydney, Australia, and Nigeria. I didn't hit y'all with that just yet. We even got Nigeria in the building. I am worldwide, all right? So, you know, big shout-out to them. You know what I'm saying? We got Tanisha Smith Jacobs, big shout out to her. Big shout out to my man Robert Vincent. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Deborah Lynn Davis Payton. You know what I'm saying? Debalicious Diva Cali all day by the bay. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my girl Shauna Knight Jones. You know what I'm saying? You know, Miss Jones. Me and Miss Jones got a thing going on. And my boy Yaya, you know what I'm saying? My boy Yaya is definitely in the building. Big shout-out. Yaya does a lot, you know what I'm saying? The Dub Shack, you know what I mean? Everything. We got it going down out here, you know what I'm saying? So we about to get back to my man right now and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Black, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So we was getting back and you was telling everybody, you know, about, we were talking about recoupment. We were talking about artists getting their game, getting their stuff together and be on top of their game. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to, the money that you get from record labels isn't really your money. It's for taking care of your business. It's for getting you out there, getting you launched. One question I want to ask you is, I've noticed here in Las Vegas, people are getting, they think they're getting label deals, but they're getting logo deals, if you understand what I'm saying. They're getting logo deals, okay? I know a couple of artists that came running to me and Fat Man, I just got signed by Island Def Jam. I went, really? Congratulations. This, that, and the other. You know, what they going to do for you? Oh, well, I got to do the photo shoots and this, that, and the other and all of that. Wonderful. They did the single, did everything. You got a logo deal because the next week, a UPS truck pulled up in front of his house and delivered all of those posters, all of those CDs, and this, that, and the other. We called the record label. I sat there with him, and I asked him, I said, why did you deliver everything to him Isn't he supposed, aren't you guys supposed to push him? They went, no, he has a logo deal. He can rock our logo, but he has to get out in the street and push his stuff and push his music. Can you please explain that to people?
Now, that sounds so fucking ridiculous, and excuse my French. There's no local deals. First of all, let me tell you about these local independent companies. You got to ask yourself, what the hell did they do? Why are they still in Vegas trying to get these local artists and trick them out of their fucking money and do that? You got to ask them why, because the main places to be if you're really in the entertainment business is L.A., New York, Miami. So when these artists sign in these local deals, do the background. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Invest in yourself and invest in who you're talking to. See what they're doing. See what they have done. They probably ain't did shit. They created the companies here in Vegas and they ain't never left Vegas. People come to Vegas because they wasn't hot in their own city and they come here and be the hot man. I know because I live here in Vegas. Can't nobody tell me about lost fucking Vegas. Most of the guys have never been in a record company. Most of the guys have never, ever had a label deal. They know somebody who had a record label deal. Feel me?
Right. I'm feeling
you. All this stuff about this local, I've never heard of a local logo deal. Never in my life. And I've been around Universal Gaffin all my life.
My thing is, and I'm gonna put it out there because I'm man enough to back the shit up and this and everything. My thing is, one of the people that got a logo deal since you're out here in Vegas, then you know Mr. Finley, Weezmax.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we logo deal. Another person got a logo deal. Then you know Johnny Boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I know
logo
them all.
Deal. Logo deal.
Okay. What the fuck is a logo deal? What does a logo deal got to do with putting your stuff out? The internet has made it easier for everybody to do that. The record company can't even fucking touch you unless you have a million hits. Why would they go and touch an artist that they got to rebuild when the internet is putting it out faster than they can even spit a contract on the table? Get your internet up. Feel me?
Exactly.
Get your internet up.
Get your internet game up. But
yeah, you're doing the right thing by having a talk radio show and letting the world know. That's where they should start, right there on your show, getting involved in your show and letting it be heard over the world, because 80% of the people are sitting here on the internet right now or on their cell phones listening to something. Get your internet up. Damn what them record companies doing. It's a new world order. Get your internet up and you will win. Because now you can sell your, you got 5,000 friends. I guess, guarantee, if you go in studio and make a hot track and sell to your 5,000 friends for a $2, guess what? You're going to get about maybe 1,000 sales if it's real good. Or if they're your true friends, they will buy that shit from you and it goes directly into your goddamn bank account. Stop playing. You're playing with the game. Don't play with the game.
That's my motto. Quit playing. You're playing with yourself. You're playing with your career, not taking it seriously. I used to tell brothers out here, look here, man, take that single that you got. I said, first of all, you're trying to sell me a single for $6, and I don't even know who the hell you are. First of all.
Yes, sir.
I said,
you should have been giving it away.
Thank
giving
you.
It
you
away.
Know, that's what I told him. I said, I got a radio show. I can play it. Oh, well, player, you know, I'm trying to make my money and this, that, and the other. I said, well, I'll give you $2. And he looked at me like I was insulting him. And I told him, I said, look here, check this out, brother. I'm going to give you some wisdom from a 45-year-old man. First of all, I don't know who the fuck you are. All right, and you up in my face with this CD and this and the other. You know, then I tell you I got a radio show where I can give you radio play to be heard, and then you look at me and tell me, no, I'm cool on that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to sell the CD. Now, what I did is I took the game and I twisted it. I went and got me 100 CDs, pressed up my shit, went out there on the strip one night fucking around, and sold each CD for $1. I came home with $100 to the good.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
sir.
What I did is I reinvested in myself. I took that same $20 that it took me to get 100 spools of CDs and went and got me another 100 spools, did the same damn thing. Now I'm $80 profit with no middleman.
I'm going to tell y'all how the game is so the same in entertainment and a promotion and marketing. Back in 2000, I did a celebrity basketball game at Cheyenne High School. Do you know what I did? I had all the artists went in studio and printed up me a demo CD. And I didn't sell the CD. It had I think it had Glasses Malone. It had Warren G, a bunch of people on this track. They did a track. I came to Vegas with about maybe 2,000 CD and passed it out to everybody. And the information was come to the basketball game. Do you know I had 2,000 people at a local basketball game in 3 weeks' time just passing out a CD? CDs is very important. Digital downloads, come on. So think about what I did. And I made about $25,000 at the game, fellas. I'm the truth.
Wow.
I understand. You have to market yourself and give it away. If you're good, people are going to recognize that you're good, and they'll look for you.
Exactly. So then this goes back to, and I know you know about this. This goes back to guerrilla marketing 101.
Yes, sir.
Which is blow your spot first before you go to another state and blow their spot.
Exactly.
Create your buzz. People don't. I was talking to a record label the other day, and I said, okay, well, you guys got a show, and you're about to go to Cali, and this and the other. I said, how many CDs do you got? And they said, CDs. I said, yeah, while you're up on stage, don't you have somebody throwing out CDs? Well, we're trying to sell them. I said, so where is the street buzz? Have you created a street buzz? Can you please explain to these artists what a street buzz is?
A street buzz is like crack cocaine, you guys. It's crack, your CD like crack cocaine. So let's put it back in the street.
Right.
I'm going to give it to them in the street knowledge. Now, crack cocaine, you got to get out and you're selling it, okay? But if you ain't got the best crack, ain't nobody going to buy that old cheap-ass shit. Am I right?
Right.
Just like music.
Right.
If your music is not the bum, people are not going to buy your shit. So how are you going to get that shit out? You got to let them test it. Taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them taste what you're doing. Give it away.
Right.
Go everywhere you go as an artist, you don't need no manager to do this or promotional team. Everywhere you go, if you're a real artist, you'll have a CD on you. You'll give it to somebody. Hey, man, won't you listen to my tape? I think it'll be good. Cool. And leave it alone.
Leave it
alone. Just give it to them. Don't try to sell them. Why am I trying to sell something that somebody ain't never heard of, and you probably looking like dirty, cheap, hood rat ass niggas with shit, you know, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to buy it. And if an artist, you really need to combine the music with some of these R&B artists and y'all attack the world together.
Right.
You feel me? In Vegas, I see a lot of hatred in Vegas. There's a lot of artists that hate each other.
Hold that thought, because, you're hitting the nail on the motherfucking head and shit like that. We're going to be right back. We're sitting here, y'all, with my man Kenny Black, the internet guru on the West Coast, all right? Like I said, y'all can make sure that all you artists go to his website. Make sure that you talk to this man and listen to him and purchase some of his services that he got for exposure, getting people out there, getting you heard, getting you seen. Just the wisdom alone should help you step your game up. So you need to go to www.blacktechnology.com, okay, for ringtones. It's ringtone. He got ringtones. He got apps. He creates ringtones. He creates the software for Universal, Geffen, Def Jam, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. You've never met anyone that creates the software that they record on. That's cutting out the middleman in itself right there. Y'all need to step y'all damn game up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is WPHAT Jam Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada with my man Kenny Black on the line. We're going to be right back, y'all. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to be right back, and we're going to get right back into this conversation with Kenny Black. And now we're going to talk about the artists and what's going on in Vegas. What's up with the Vegas love? What's up with the Vegas artist unity? We have none, and we're going to talk about it when we come back right after this, y'all.
Keep fighting. Woo! song request, I shall bring to the world both beat swag. Let's go. This right here is my swag. All the haters right now are mad. Everybody pay attention, cause this right here is my both beat swag.
And under my seat, but you suckers is your kind of curtain call. The ones you kiss the gaze, P-U-M. see I ain't really getting in where I fit. Organizers on the track with the southern pluralistic shit. So copy my slang and write my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause even you get served with some southern hospitality.
My man, Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying, from blacktechnologies.com, you know what I'm saying? He's helping us artists stay up on our game and get our shit together and everything like that. So I had stopped you, Kenny, when we started talking about the local artists in Las Vegas. I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to let you go from there. Why don't local artists have more unity between one another? We should be all on each other's tracks. Same way how they do it out in the South. Same way how they do it out in Cali. But it just seems like the artists here in Vegas, they figure that they've already made it. And I don't see nobody staying out there in Seven Hills. I see more people staying over there on the North End. Feel what I'm saying?
I'm going to be truthful, and I hope everybody is listening to this. If you were hot, what the fuck did you come to Vegas for? First of all, Vegas don't like black people, period. And that's a general statement. They very racist out here. To have black music is a privilege of us, but we're destroying it because everything that we have, we're destroying it from every club, from everything. There's no unity because everybody think they're better than one another. You got California and Vegas feuding for what? Ain't nobody got no money. Ain't not one of them. Cali should have been at least trying to combine with some of the Vegas artists. And there's talent out here. There's very good talent because talent is coming from all over to come to Vegas, but they can't come to a medium because everybody who's running these clubs and shit, they ain't shit. They ain't been nowhere.
Right.
You feel me? They have no clue about how to give these artists exposure in clubs. Right now, these club owners right now is taking advantage of these artists, letting these artists perform. For what? You don't even film them. You don't even have any type of network to get those guys out there. So they're performing for people who don't make any sense. They're performing for people who's not going to buy their album. They perform in front of all these haters. Get them away from that. If you perform on stage.
Do you feel some of this performing is buffoonery?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And the reason, a lot of people, they don't understand if you're an artist, when you have a performance, you got to be in performance shape. It's not even, if you go to a record company and they see you on stage with a whole bunch of motherfuckers and you're doing cussing and all that shit, your performance wasn't even well. You're trying to sell those records. So all that shit you're talking about in the street, fuck me, damn, whole shit, that shit ain't making no sense. That shit is not selling. The corniest niggas is out selling all the real artists right now. The corniest niggas is selling shit because they ain't saying no coarse words and they saying that old schoolboy shit. You feel me? The corniest niggas is out right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We have a lot of artists that's really got some lyrical talent, but they got to put together, and that's what I'm going back to, investing in yourself and get yourself together and then try to put it out there. Put it out there that somebody's going to sell, not for the street. You got to almost crossover. Who's listening to our music right now, fellas? Who? Caucasians.
Yeah.
Everybody but us.
Right.
Stop playing with the game. Stop playing. And in Vegas, I don't think we got one hot black DJ. Come on. And all the clubs, they stop being, you know, get our stuff together, man. Start scratching your backs and working together and stop having hatred and just work with one another. You know, you might be gooder than this artist, but if you guys put together a good track and then put it out there to the world, maybe, and expose it right, maybe both of you guys will get looked at instead of trying to do it by yourself. You know, it doesn't work. And you got to have internet technology behind you because that's the new thing. That's the new thing. And if you don't understand a computer, and most of these guys don't understand, they only understand making music, being a trap, still working with Fruit Loops. Stop playing. Make it control your product. Control it. Make it the best. Just don't put out some shit that you're putting out. It doesn't make any sense because don't try to impress your friends, man. You ain't trying to impress your friends no more. You ain't trying to impress the world. You know what I mean? Your friends and these girls and all that stuff, man. Stop trying to impress these kids. You know, even I'm going to prime example, you know, the cat got, you know, God bless him. The guy got murdered on the strip. I had no idea he was an artist. Who was he? Don't nobody know who he is.
No, you know, didn't nobody know who he was, but he did that for status, figuring I need to do this so I can be a hot artist. Ain't that some shit?
And what did the news do, you guys? They put that shit and made it, hip-hop artist. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Who was he?
Exactly.
We don't even know who he was, and it makes artists look worse and worse. Prime example of Vegas. I'm going to give you guys a prime example. City councilmen and everybody had a meeting before the NBA All-Star Weekend was put in here in Vegas. The first comment was, black people ain't going to know how to act. And, you know, they fought.
Right.
You got a lot of black public defenders here fighting for us to bring that NBA All-Star Weekend here. Guess what? They brought it here. Guess what happened? The worst weekend in history in Las Vegas. These people are not playing with y'all. Y'all playing with the business. They're in the business of making money, not losing money and losing them customers and getting talked about and murder here, murder that, gang banging, rap. They only blaming it on urban America. Stop playing. Y'all do perform.
Right.
Put your shirt and tie on, man, and go be a real performer. Don't go out there looking like the street corner nigga because that shit ain't working no more. Everybody's a street corner nigga.
Now,
you got white boys saying
this.
Nigga now, you know?
Right.
That shit ain't cool.
I'm going to tell you this, you know. They laughed at me when I first got here from Detroit. You know, Detroit, I'm Stacey Adams, Gators, Dobbs, this, that, and the other. When I got up on stage, that's how I performed. I was the only artist out here in Vegas that would perform in a suit and a tie. And they thought, damn, they looked at me and went, damn, fat man, ain't you going to be hot? No, I got these 17 big girls behind me that's going to keep me cool.
You know
what I'm saying? That's how I crushed the spot when I got here in Vegas. That's how Fat Man's name got known when I got here in Vegas. Why? Because of my marketing strategy. I made sure when I stepped out of that door, I was sharper than Dick was when his daddy died on D-Day. Okay? And I made sure that I had five or six BBW women rolling with me on my arm, making a fuss over me, and things like that. So when we up in the club, they looking at me like, who is this big guy with all these women around him and all this jewelry on? And then as soon as they would come over to me, what I would do is what you just said. Hit them with a CD. Here you go. Check me out and listen to me and this and the other. They go, damn, you do music? No, they thought I was a pimp.
Exactly. And
you know, they thought
artists,
I was a pimp. They thought, you know, they thought I was a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. They didn't know that I was a music artist and I was marketing myself.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand. When I used to go to these events out here, I would hire five, six, seven women and go buy those Instamatic cameras that you get out of the store. You got to create your own paparazzi when you step out of the limo or when you step out of the car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's guerrilla marketing 101.
And for all you guys, let me let you know what I did to make me successful. I ain't rich, not at all. I'm happy. I'm healthy and I'm happy. What I'm able to do now, back in the days, I used to have to take a resume. Yeah, I did all this stuff in the days. They look at
right.
your resume. Now
right.
that I understand my craft and what I do, do you know I go inside those offices for those interviews trying to get these clubs with just myself, and I look them in the eye. I am an owner, so what do you guys want to do? This is what
right.
I want. You can make your own decisions, guys, when you brand your own name. It's different than wanting something and then demanding something. I demand what I want. If they don't got it, move to the next one because it wasn't a good fit for me no way.
That's a ball. That's a ball.
You know what I mean? Now, if these artists control their product and own it and know their shit, they can't nobody tell them nothing about anything because now they have
right.
a package. I can perform. I have my internet present. I have fans. What do you guys want to offer me? That's the end of that conversation.
Right.
You know? Now, that's the way I would talk to a record company. What y'all going to offer me? I mean, what kind of cash y'all offer me? Not credit.
Right.
Cash. I need cash. And what do I got to do to get this cash? You know what I mean? Understand what they say and read and get you a lawyer. Get you somebody on standby when you're ready to sign that deal. Do not walk up into that deal or whoever's just signing paperwork. I'm going to give you a prime example. Type in IntroBuzz to Google. IntroBuzz, that's IntroBuzz. I am the CEO, the president of IntroBuzz. I resign. Because that's the stock market. I walked away from $6.5 million, my friend, and I'm back in Vegas trying to tell these artists what I did wrong. Hello? It's out there.
Hello?
Anybody out there listening to this? Facts. This ain't no shit that nobody's telling you.
It just sounds like it's just me and you on the conversation right now.
Because it's amazing because I'm a black man and I went through the ringers with this shit. You know what I mean? I never tried to be the artist. I was understanding the internet. And what I understand, you guys, you would never, ever believe. So I want to show these people what they can do if they own their stuff and put their own stuff out. And then build your fan base. Build your fan base. Man, you don't what you need with a record company. You got all these people got all these Facebook friends. For what? Fuck you want all them friends for? Ain't nobody buying. Tell them to buy your album for a dollar. Ain't that what Facebook doing right now? Ain't that? And if they're your real friends.
Wait a minute. Let me see if me and you both on the same page because I seen something on Facebook the other day that tripped me the hell out. Facebook is now letting people charge their friends a dollar to get a message to them instantly.
Yeah. Bullshit. Let me tell you about this. I don't know how I got out, but why do that even make sense? Because even if I paid it, where did that dollar go? That person didn't get that dollar. Who got that dollar? Facebook. So y'all idiots if y'all do that shit. Idiots. Who y'all making Facebook more and more money? They already got all of us. They got a great traffic. You can build your fan base up with Facebook. Use it at what it is. But you guys got to remember, Facebook is a fucking business. They in business. They didn't get all you guys to sign up for free. They got all y'all motherfucking email addresses, dumbasses. They own all of us. Hello.
Right.
Come on, y'all. I'm going to go deep with this. Y'all got to understand how the internet works. Facebook got about 100 billion email addresses. They can sell somebody album for $3 and get, look at the small percentage that they will get. Come on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. I'm putting it out there to the world, man. Understand the internet. I'm willing to teach, but I don't do that shit for free either. Everything's a course. You know, everything is a course,
exactly.
But you guys got to understand where the world has gone. 80% of your time is on a device. either mobile phone or the internet. We're not even watching TV no more. TV's finna be obsolete.
Yes.
They're getting TV channels.
TV is turning into internet.
Yes. Why you think they got the PlayStation so you can record and listen to it? Dude, TV is obsolete. Home phones are obsolete. Come on, y'all. This is the 20th century. Everything is a bad. All that shit you've seen on Matrix and all that shit. That shit is real, y'all.
That shit is real. Hold on. Let me enlighten this that just go to show you, since you mentioned the Matrix. I don't know if you've noticed this new phone that just came out that goes back in time and retakes a picture.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what I'm saying, Kenny?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what the fuck I'm saying? As long as they've been telling us we can't travel back in time, we could never do that for years. As long as I've been growing up, we could never travel back in time. We only seen it in a movie. Now they've created a camera that can travel back in time and retake a picture if you don't like the picture that you took in the first place.
Hmm. Come on, y'all.
Okay?
Come on, y'all. If we can put a man on the moon, come on, y'all. We can have cars without gas. It's a business. The world is a business. Get your business together. If you're trying to be an artist, that's a business. It's a business. Stop thinking it's crack cocaine and you trying to be like the next man out there trying to be hot for these little girls out here, because them girls going to leave. Stop playing that game with these trying to be the hottest nigga. No. Get your business right. Then get hot. You know what I mean? And that's you know, just general talk. I've been there, done that. You know? Yeah. So, you know.
Listen, everybody, we got my man Kenny Black on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is the internet guru. He has done software. He has been CEOs of companies. He's owned companies. He is a master of, I guess you could say, a master of getting you out there, getting you heard, getting you seen, a master of networking. He is a networking king. This is why he has blacktechnologies.com. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up at blacktechnologies.com. We're going to take a station break to pay some bills and this, that, and the other. We're going to be back with more of my man, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It's 3:47 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Why? Because we're teaching unsigned artists how to step their game up. Get your shit together. Get your mind right. Invest in yourself. Scared money don't make no money. So how do you expect Mr. Kenny Black to invest in you if you ain't even invested $1 in yourself? Other than that, you need to stay on point like Stacey Adams.
Yeah. Something for all the OGs out there that put the foundation together. I was doing this thing before I even knew what to do with this thing right here, you know? But just to let them know what time it is, how we get out. Me, Cocaine, and Battle Cat. I'm gonna let y'all know how we do this thing here. Yeah. Check this out, y'all.
We stay on point like Stacey
Adams. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Can you dig it? That's real talk, right? You know what?
We stay on point like Stacey Adams.
That's real talk right there, baby.
Stacey Adams.
Mm. I'm in a three-piece suit, looking too cute. Mashing, flashing, looking for a prostitute. Boo-boo, you got that loot? I'm watching you, you watching me. It's all to the gravy cause it's VIP. And everything in here moving belong to me. The component set was given to me by a pimp buddy of mine, Disco D. He told Frisco E, this here gon' be the baddest pimp nigga that you ever gon' see. Colder than Fillmore Slim, tilt that brim, Snoop Dogg. Gonna sell that trim, keep it cracking like pistachios. Get that money and continue to mash these hoes. And when the players ball roll around again, I'm guaranteed to win. You know why? Cause
we stay on point like Stacey Adams.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah, yeah.
Hell no.
You know what?
We stay on point like Stacey Adams.
You know, that's all we know how to do. G'd up from the feet up. Not only that, but make it spectacular. Put on my black cape and look like Blackula. Smack you up with the shit that I drop. 911, call the cops. This bitch, snitch, ain't that a bitch? I can't trust nobody in the sum of a bitch. I get rich on the fakers who hate. Baking my cake, then catch the Lakers at 8 on Channel 9, pop a bottle of wine. Then at 10, hit the club with my nephew Dub. 11:30, talking dirty to this little birdie. I'm trying to get mine early, I can't be seen with your girlie. Continue to mash these hoes. I keep it cracking like pistachios. I get the money first, with no rehearsal. Snoop Deagle double G, still controversial. And ah,
will you stay out, boy, like Stacey Adams?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel me?
Hell no.
You know why?
We stay on board like Stacey Adams.
That's all we know, baby. Cheat up and beat up.
Oh yeah, this is our radio station, 87.4 FM on your dial. And you're tuned in to that brand new Snoop Deal Double G. We stay on point like Stacey Adams. Wanna give a shout out to all the double OGs out there that put the motherfucking seeds in the grass to grow this thing here that we call gangsta rap. Without y'all, we'd be nothing. Y'all keep it popping and keep it locked right here. 187.4 FM on your dial, the station that keeps it crack-a-lackin', 7 days a week. Acting bad up in here, y'all. Got a special guest up in the studio right now. We won't say his name, we just let him do his thing.
Will you stay on point like Stacey Adams?
That's right, y'all. Cocaine. It's going down.
Hell no. Will you stay on point like Stacey Adams?
That's right.
Stacey Adams.
Stacey Adams, y'all.
Hell no. Will you stay on point like Stacey Adams?
Yeah. And this is a world premiere.
Thank you.
afraid of what your friends say. Rappers get that ass, then be out of here like yesterday. But not tonight, you look so tight, it feels so right. This endo got me curving, let's go hop in my Suburban and ride till we get to where you wanna be, no matter how far. Just call me Ball, baby, to me, you're the superstar. Ask me time and time again, why did I choose you? Do I wanna be your man or just misuse you? I hear your partners hissing when they think I ain't listening. Them hoes just be wishing they could be in your position. With me in luxury, I got to be every day. Cheapin' hay with something stout, wearing lingerie. Let's hit the tail, get a sweet and order something to eat. Tell me things about you, I'll tell you things about me. Then out the blue, I'll be caressing you, undressing you. You start doing all that shit you said you'll never do. Lustin', bustin', all out of my box of drawers. Fingers drippin', slippin' in and out and in and out. Constantly telling me the things you don't do. Yet you do it like a pro and think that I don't know. But I do, that's why I'm here with you and you know this. Slip on the latex and dive in.
Sugar matter, man, not after fucking with me. Oh no, cause either you gonna be a run down the hill and get some bitch, or walk down the hill and get them all high. So come on, with your bass chef and high heels on. Come on, lips, hips, fingertips on the strut. Come on, respect the game, bitch, you do what you talk. Cause I've been pimping prostitutes since 17 years of truck. That's the LP, Central Cell, more YAYA, Cap Miller, Cleopatra, Camp Rocky, Alpha Ball, Cap K. Graduated from state and got my game from Uncle Fitz. Gonna wreck my game, it's my prerogative. Run my game, bitch, and it's gonna come back. Pimp, 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 P-I-M-P positive. Get at the hole, spin at the hole, now I got a whole roll of cock, cock. It's my prerogative. Have a prostitute serving me the way they do. It's my prerogative. If I wanna wait 5 years to give you the blues, it's my prerogative. with a wood getting gang, nigga, what's my name? It's my prerogative. If I jack off with a sock and the sunshine on me and you see they got a spot, bitch, I'm a full-fledged pimp, I made two hoes fat. But I'ma listen to your ass and what I can and I can't. Fuck that, man, a slang way, straight from the dirt. And I'll beat a bitch ass cause she respects my work. Old tired ass nigga don't see she wanna be slapped. And wonder why them bitches leaving with no dap and no snacks. And rather sit here with no cigarettes and no beer, complaining about how you can't pay your bills and a bitch right here.
DJ L. Will.
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer, Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain, Young Money Gang, put you on a team, all my bitches fly, put you on a plane, hundreds in your face, why you broke, boy, not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois, let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that ass.
DJ Rockstar.
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist. Dennis the Menace. Run with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Life conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like T. Alice, I go hard, motherfucker. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass DJ
Illwill.
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it. Make it clap. Make it clap.
lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Yeah, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's 24 minutes left into the show, 4:06 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout-out to everybody. Big shout-out to Deb Payton, who's out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my show is going longer than a little 2 hours today because I started at 2:30 today. So we going in. Big shout-out to my man Kenny Black. He wants me to let everybody know. All right, all you artists out there listening, he wants me to let you artists know that there will be an artist showcase for the best performances. We'll get a free invite to the Urban Hangar at Planet Hollywood, July 25th through the 28th, featuring, now you will be performing with Slick Rick, Drew Hill, and Dwelle, all right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now, Slick Rick, the Ruler, Drew Hill, you know what I'm saying? And more, you know what I mean? But they must purchase the package, or the package must come together. But the package comes with a video, and if they need it, it'll be a 3-minute video with no script, $500 professionally made, and you must come for the show for submission. We're gonna get Kenny Black back on the phone because I'm kind of fucking this up. I'm kind of fucking this up and shit. But we gonna get to the roll call. Let me get back to the roll call. We got Abby. Big shout out to Abby. I love me more. Is in the house. Latisha Jackson is in the house. Denise Hawkins is in the house. We got of course Vivian West in the house. Serafina, all the way from Sydney, Australia, got us locked in and listening. All right, we got Tanisha Smith Jacobs, Robert Vincent. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to him. My girl Big Deb is in the house. Sonia Shorty B is in the house. You know I told you Latisse is in the house and everything else. Who else we got? Hold on, let me close up some of this and everything and get this roll call. Everything is basically still the same. Big shout out to everybody. Shauna Knight is in the house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody. Big shout out to, of course, you know, we got the Cali Queen Size Diva. You know, April Cooper is in the house. Moesha Miller is in the house. My man Khalil Brown is definitely representing, you know what I'm saying? My man Patrick Cornish, you know, he be tripping me out, man. Pat, he want to post all that stuff up on Facebook, but then don't never want to come on the show and talk about it, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, you know, we about to get back to my man Kenny Black. What's going on, Black? You still there, man?
Man, I'm still here, man. I'm doing my marketing. I told you that internet is the, you got to be on this internet 24/7 to get it out there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the same thing you're doing while I'm doing this radio show. I'm still marketing and everything. Everybody that's out there, go to my wall and listen to the new song, the new promo song I just wrote for Niecy Honey Dip XXX, all right? She's a BBW porn star. You know what I'm saying? Like Mr. Black said, there are many ways in this game, in this entertainment game, to get your music out there. Me right now, I'm writing intro music for porn stars and strippers. That's one reason, and that's one way I know people is going to hear my music. And then I write stuff for commercials and TV shows. There is more than one way to skin a cat. So let me ask you this, Mr. Black. Do you believe that when an artist goes so hard in his city for so long, do you feel that after a while, as the years go, you get older, do you feel that you have to reinvent yourself to put yourself back out there if you want to stay in this game and have longevity? Or do you think that at some time you just need to call it quits and sit your ass down, and it is what it is?
No, you got to keep reinventing yourself, because I've had to do that many times. You know, what I tell an artist is that if there was success, you're going to have failure. It's going to be more failures than success. But if you don't pick yourself up and dust yourself off and keep at it, if you really believe in your craft, you're going to keep at it. There's no way in hell I thought I'd be working on the internet doing what I do 20 years ago. There's no way in hell. I've failed and I've lost a lot of money dealing with this stuff, but now I'm at a comfortable, I'm very comfortable, and I believe in my product now because I had people just like you didn't believe in me. Your best friend don't believe in you. So, you know, if you really believe in your craft, get out there and do it, man, and just depend on you. Get yourself right, and then you can be, really be right. So don't blame the next man. Don't blame the manager. Don't blame nobody. Get yourself right. And it took me 20 years to learn how to get right. You know what I mean? And if you got a partner, like my partner is Stephanie Rogers. Say, she's my all. She helps me with everything that I do. And that's a black woman. And I'm a black man, and she's been my back for almost 3.5 years, and I respect that. So make your team and get your team right. Get your team right, man. Okay. Once your team is right, you'll be successful.
Nah, you'd have just spoke up on something else again, and you know that just lets you know that I'm paying attention. How important, now, I know you've said it, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, you know what I'm saying? How important is it to have a team? Is a team necessary?
A team is very necessary. You see what happened to OKC. They lost Westbrook. Now, well, he was part of that team. When they lost that, they ain't win a goddamn game. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So if your team is not tight and you don't know everybody on the same page in your team, you will win because there's no envy. It's like a penny. A penny is not – that's the lowest denomination of a dollar of any cent. But a penny don't have no friend but itself. So believe in itself, but it's more pennies out there than money alone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, believe in yourself and have your team and everybody around you. Just, you know, if you're friends, you must be the best of friends. Because this music industry, if you're in the music industry, it's very dangerous. It's like more than being out on the street selling crack cocaine. You don't trust the next man that's buying your stuff. You know, your friend might set you up. The game is just the same. You know, your manager. So you got to just be able to trust your whole team from your family to your best friend or whoever's working for them. You got to trust them and let them do them. If they're managers, let them be managers. Don't try to be the manager. You're the artist. Be an artist and be creative. That's what your manager can't do. Your manager can manage you. A promoter can promote. You need those people.
Right.
Internet guy does internet.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So create a team and control your craft. That's all I tell the artists.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell, because we're getting down to a few last minutes and stuff like that, I want you to tell these artists, when is a manager in need? When is a booking agent and a booking manager come into play? Because everybody figure, oh, I need to get me a manager right now and this, that, and the other. And like you said, a lot of these managers are, let's keep it 100, a lot of these managers are fucking these artists. Because I know I've been fucked by a lot of managers that I thought that I needed and this, that, and the other. I'm not even going to lie. It took me a while. It took people like yourself, Mr. Black, to sit here and tell me and look at me and go, Fat Man, why do you need them? As much as you got going on, you should be doing this yourself. You don't need anybody. You're a manager, promoter, and all of that in yourself, rolled up into one. Just work that shit, put a twist on it with your music, and run with it. I've had so many people tell me that, but no, I had to be hard-headed because I figured I needed a manager. I needed management. I needed this, that, and the other. And sometimes, most of the time, and 99% of the time, I knew more than the manager did. I had more connections than the manager had.
You're exactly right. Let me tell you guys something. What have they created that everybody's still using? They've created the internet. You can find whoever you need on the internet. Why do you need a manager? You don't need a manager. If you want to talk to Jimmy Iovine, go to the internet. Search
the internet.
See see where Jimmy Iovine's going to be. Keywords, do whatever you need to do. You can do it yourself because this is your product. This is who you're trying to get it to.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? The manager's doing the same thing you do, but he can't. Once he meet that person that you're trying to meet, your manager is not going to know what. And then it's another meeting. Why not go right to the source and have your package together and go right to the source? If I'm an artist, I want to walk to Universal. Here's my package, man. I want to talk to who making the decision.
Okay.
That's
okay. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Mr. Black. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad that we touched bases today because you're doing what you're giving me is confirmation. Okay. That's what you're giving me right now. You're giving me confirmation out of all the work I've done and this, that, and the other, and out of all the avenues that I've taken. Sitting here listening to you, I've been going in the right direction. I just probably haven't been diligent enough going in that direction because I get discouraged.
Sir.
I get depressed. I get upset with myself because my career is not going where I think it should be going. But the only one that can make it go in the direction that I want it to go is myself.
You're absolutely right.
So I thank you for coming on the show because you're giving me confirmation, and it's crazy. You're basically letting me know, like, yeah, Fat Man, you know, you this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and you keep on pushing this, and you keep working your internet. I stay on this internet sometimes so long till I look up. I could get on the internet at 8 o'clock in the morning, and when I look up, it's 5 o'clock in the evening.
Hey, that's what it's built for, to communicate, to network. So, you know, you can spend more time in the studio and right there in your internet. You can create your own package. That's what I'm saying. But if you don't know anybody in the internet, get with somebody who can type and who can just understand the website. My company will teach you. It will teach you. I charge $125 for a whole year, and that includes performances that you will get paid for.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is what I do. I'm not, you know.
Right. Go ahead.
You know, this is not a money-making thing, but I'm just trying to teach the artists, you better be prepared for the new wave, because if you're not part of this internet wave, then you're not going to be nothing, because selling the CDs in the hoods on the west side and the north side, who's listening to that? You remember, CD players ain't even in the new cars no more. You know what I mean?
No,
so
not.
Why would I buy that CD?
They're going to Cyrus Radio in these cars now.
Exactly. And people are listening to stuff that they...
Damn, that's right. You just turned me on to something, because that is
Hello?
True. Last couple of cars that I've seen didn't have CD players, but they had the connection that you could connect your phone into and go through the satellite radio.
Watch what's around you guys.
Wow.
Watch what's surrounding you guys. You know, and that's why I'm saying people still trying to sell CDs. You give them away. And if people got a CD player, that's kind of getting obsolete. You know, they probably playing their PlayStation or something at home that they had, you know, 1985 system. But, you know.
Yeah, everything's going to Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Even the nice cars with the booming system, they don't have CD players no more. They have MP3s. So get your internet up. So you can promote your stuff and turn it into an MP3 and sell it.
Right. Exactly. Well, Mr. Black, we have 11 minutes left in the show. What are your last thoughts in telling a local, telling an up-and-coming artist, a new up-and-coming artist that's not even, haven't even heard this show, just woke up this morning and said, damn, okay, I'm going to try and get in the game and this, that, and the other and make a difference. What advice do you have for him or her?
Understand your craft. If you're a singer, be a singer. Don't try to be a singer and a rapper. Understand your craft. Once you understand your craft, then you can proceed to the next level on how to get it out there. Once you get it out there and get your name hot, then you go to the next level. It's steps that you have to take. You're not going to be an overnight success. That happens to a few and many. You know what I mean? So it's steps that you have to take and control your property. You know, most of these guys that got these tracks and song CDs out here in Vegas, they don't know who made the track and the dude, what they doing with the track. Let that track go global. guess what you're going to do? Be mad at this guy wanting to shoot and kill this guy because he done made a whole bunch of money off your track and selling it, and you ain't got no contract. The reason why, you didn't understand your product. Understand.
Okay. You know? Understand your product.
Understand your product.
Okay. Understand your product. Okay. So is this the reason why when Universal sat down with me, they were like, okay, Fat Man, we hear you. We like your music and this, that, and the other. What does it mean when a record company tells you, we're loving what you're doing, we're seeing the movement, we see the fan base, we just don't know how to market you?
You're exactly. Record companies do not know what the hell they're doing because they're lost. Everybody that works at the record company has never been in the record company. Say they don't understand how the record company actually exists. All the new people in the record company ain't never had an album. They don't know what they're doing. So when they tell you that something like that, they can't, because they can't see how they can make money with you because you ain't got enough fans. So they would have to spend money on you, building you up. You feel what I'm saying? The record companies can't do that no more because they're broke. Because when was the last? What, let me ask you one question. What was the last CD that you bought? Okay, hello. I bet you everybody in the world is laughing at that because I don't remember the last CD.
Wait a minute. Out of the store or bootleg?
Either or.
Either or? Okay. I just got a CD the other day from my movie man.
Okay.
See, people don't understand the game. See, Mr. Black, I don't really think these artists understand the game and this, that, and the other. Let me ask you one thing, Mr. Black. I know you are. Tell people about the Medium conference in France every year in January.
You know what? I'm not up on it. The reason why, because I ain't trying to go overseas. Our music and stuff overseas, I'm here in the United States, man. I'm finna bang our states out. I ain't trying to go overseas.
Right.
I ain't trying, because if you ain't hot in the United States, why go overseas? Yeah, you can be hot over there.
Right.
Everybody, you know, they stealing our music as we speak right now. They probably stealing this show right now, duplicating our voices and putting it out there, selling it for a minute.
Come on, dog.
You feel what I'm
saying?
So
I got my people in London, Aphrodisiac Radio. They tune in every week. So right now, Mr. Black, we're being heard in London, Sydney, Australia, and Nigeria.
And they sitting back laughing at us because now we understand, because most of these artists don't own their internet property.
Exactly.
They sitting back laughing at us.
Take it a step further. Okay, well, if that's the case, Mr. Black, take it a step further. What about if they're not owning their property, are they owning their publishing? Are they owning their rights? Hold on. This is the problem I run into, Mr. Black, out here in Las Vegas. No one even does copyrights. I'm like, who do you belong to, BMI or ASCAP? They look at me and go, what's that? Oh, I do a poor man's copyright. I mail it back to myself. I said, player, those days are over.
That's some shit you do in prison, mailing shit back to yourself. The hell you talking about that? What courtroom is that going to? Okay, stupid motherfucker, they know that.
Yeah, poor man's copyright. That's what they call it.
No, and that's what I'm saying, invest in yourself. Invest in that. If it's a copyright that you need, invest in it. Because you're going out making all this music, making all these CDs and doing all this, invest your time into yourself. You know you need a copyright. If it's $300, it get you $300. That's one step that you have to take, because now you own your shit.
Right. But, Mr. Black, if they listen to us and get on the internet like we've been saying and go to www.bmi.com or the same ASCAP.com, they can register for free, can't they?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. I thought they could do that.
Yes, sir, and the internet made it available so you can find that out. Hello, understanding your product.
I think the internet also made it available to where if I'm in the studio and I'm doing a collaboration with you, we can sit down and go straight through the internet and get it copywritten right then and there.
Hello, the internet is wonderful, ain't it?
I thought that's what we could do.
But then I remember Mr. Black telling me that we could take it a step further, and if I want to do a track with Mr. Black and he's in Canada, Mr. Black told me, just send me the WAV files, and I'll put it in my studio, put my voice on it, and I'll send the WAV files back to you.
Exactly.
So then that way, I don't have to spend that $1,600 flying out to Canada to go be on a track with Mr. Black. Am I right, Mr. Black?
Hello, the internet made it available. We ain't got a touch and feel. We can just do it right at your own home, your own studio. Get yourself together. Get your internet property together, because it's the way of the world. Now, Fat Man, I'm going to go even a step further here in Vegas, because you showed me love. I'm putting it out there for every artist. We're doing something called the Urban Hangover at Planet Hollywood. It's our urban hangover is urban professionals getting together, having a huge party and showing these people that we can party and network together. We have Slick Rick, Jewel, Drew Hill. All these performers are coming down. I can't tell you some more of the performers, but what I'm offering Las Vegas to the local artists, I'll allow them to perform at one of these showcases if they come on your show, have they packaged together. Once they have a package together, we're going to do a showcase. But they must come on your show to submit. How about that?
How about that? How about that? How about that? I think you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna copy that and put that on my wall, because you sent that to me in an instant message. I'm gonna copy that and put that on my wall. Or matter of fact, I think you need to copy it and put it on my wall and let people know where to hit you up at and everything.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to copy this right now and put this on my wall.
I even do it better. I'll copy it to your wall and put a link to Black Technology where they can go sign up and register and submit themselves. I'm an internet guru. I do that.
You say, this is what I do. Y'all don't know.
This
is Kenny Black, the internet guru. Y'all need to hit him up at blacktechnologies.com. He say, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So my thing is this. That's one thing that me and Mr. Black going to be discussing tonight, because, you know, if scared money don't make no money. You know what I'm saying? I need a video, because Fat Man got all this new music coming out next month. I need a video. I'm pushing myself. I am going so hard in the paint this year, because I am tired of sitting back and looking at people and looking at these whack-ass rappers do this shit, and I know I could do it much better than them. So instead of me sitting here and talking the hell out of Mr. Black and chewing his ear off, I need to get up off my ass and move like somebody. Scared money don't make money. So,
think about it.
On that note, everybody look out for Fat Man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the new promo single I just wrote for Miss Honey Dip, the BBW porn star. Now, on that note, since I done wrote this song for Miss Honey Dip, I've gotten 5 other offers to write songs for porn stars now. Yeah, I'm about to be busy. I'm about to show y'all how to do this shit before I sit my ass down. I'm getting older. I'm not getting any younger. Time waits for no one. So get up off your ass, artist, and do something. You know what I'm saying? Just like Outkast used to say, you got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the lay of your life pass by. Am I lying, Mr. Black?
Man, you 110 degrees. You know it's getting hot in Vegas, so let's turn it up in Vegas. And all you artists out there, we here to help you guys. We ain't got no hater raid in our system. We here to help, because everybody's good. Everybody's good.
Just to let y'all know, the connection has been made. I'm going to make sure that Mr. Black comes on this show on every other week or every week basis. He's going to call in and chime in and give his word of the day. We're going to push this Black Technology so you artists can step your game up. You know what I'm saying? We all could be eating. It don't necessarily mean we got to be on a record label to eat good. There's brothers out here that's working this internet game and they iTunes game and they ringtone game, and they eating good. They're eating real good. They may not be buying Bentleys, but they're comfortable. They have a peace of mind. They can go home and they can sit down and they can look around and they can be the king of their castle. So that means you got to get up, get out, and get something. Get your piece of the pie. I want to move up like the Jefferson.
You know what I'm saying? I want to move up like a Jefferson. But on that note, we appreciate everybody listening to us. Mr. Black, we're going to definitely get together this evening. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because Fat Man about to take this shit to a whole nother level. Why? Because I done just linked up with Black Technologies, y'all. Look, I'm going to be back next week. This is your boy Fat Man live from Las Vegas. This is Unsigned Hype. I will see y'all. I love y'all. BBW for life. BHM forever. I'm out.
Blackness.
Touch it, bring it, hey, babe. Watch it,
we done created another epidemic with the street, nigga. Just when y'all thought it was safe to poke your head out again. Let's go!
Touch it, bring
I know you thought we were
finished. It,
yeah.
It,
flat mouth, bad mouth, yeah.
Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch
yeah.
It, turn it, leave it.
Street,
stop,
sweet, remix
automatic.
Part 3.
Touch it, bring it, babe.
Remix part 3.
Remix
part 3.
Hey,
yo, just imagine if they cut the lights off in the club. Get low, Banks.
Who you know that got a flow this spit? Pump shiny, nobody can hold his clip. Them hoes iron, they probably own my dick. Them chocolate'll look good on my all white.
Turn it up,
you know I stay with the skit. No need to try. Get your ass bye-bye, you be alone in the sky. In the first human being, I can learn how to fly. And I'll be low in the BM on my way out of why. I know it feels like I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back, chinchilla, ice on with a fitted. Everybody talk money, everybody done with it. That boy bread small in the arm.
Turn it up,
you know I'm doing my thing, it's blue in the ring. If you had it like this, you'd probably do it the same. But you won't, cause you broke, all you do is complain. After the club, I'm gonna put a few in the brains and let them.
Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatted. Touch it,